One of the things that I've come to realize is I'm not as worried about the age problem as sometimes I think gets a lot of it gets so much publicity, this problem. Like, oh, the audiences are getting older. But you can go back and read the article in the New York Times from 40 years ago that said the audiences are getting older and there's no way that in 20 years we'll have an audience. And here we are 40 years later and we're doing fine. So I think it also has to do a lot with just where you are in your life. If you have young kids, you're probably not going to be a seasoned subscriber. And so what I'm trying to find for now is how can we at least reach those different groups of people? Because maybe the classical subscription is not the way to make it, and maybe it's a single concert. Maybe they can come to one concert a season. How can we make that a great experience for them? Maybe it's going to just be family concerts. While their kids are growing up, it's going to be family concerts, and that's what they're going to come to.
Now, I'm always curious where the musicians come from here in Santa Rosa. They can't all live here. It's just too small a place. And I imagine a lot of them come up from the Bay Area, but where do these folks come from?
It's sort of famously known in this area as the Freeway Philharmonic. So that's kind of what I've heard a lot before I moved here. That's what I kind of knew about the Bay Area, is that there's all these regional orchestras around. So you have Santa Rosa and Marin and Oakland and Berkeley and San Jose. And, a lot of these musicians will play in many of those orchestras. They teach a lot. They play in various ensembles. It's the Bay Area, so we have a lot of innovative ensembles, a lot of new music, a lot of early music ensembles, opera, ballet. There's so many different ensembles in the area that you don't have to play with full time. So the San Francisco Symphony is essentially the only full-time employer of symphonic musicians. And so all these other ones are doing an incredible job of piecing together all these amazing opportunities around the Bay Area. But the work that they put in is unbelievable. I mean, honestly, I truly am in awe of what they do, and I have so much respect for these musicians. When I think about what they have to do to come to a rehearsal week, every night, 7:30 p.m., which means you are not driving at an optimal time. Some of them are coming from 2 hours away, south of San Francisco to get to these rehearsals, and they have to do that every single night to make a concert week happen.
In the few minutes we have left, what are we going to look forward to in the future? What is, as you put your stamp on this, I know you're very interested in modern music. You're very interested in young composers. I'm sure you must have a network of people who you've told, okay, I'm at the Santa Rosa Symphony now. Let's see your best stuff. But beyond that, what should we look for in the next couple of years as you put your stamp on the orchestra?
Absolutely. What I'm really looking for in my programming is to really tell a story with each concert. And that's, starting in the fall of 2019, that's really where I'll be starting to kind of lay down the kind of programming I want to bring here. And it's programming that really, what I wanted to do is make people think and engage with the music.
Santa Rosa Symphony conductor Francesco Lecce Chong. After a short break, he rehearsed Mahler's Fourth Symphony, the featured work on last weekend's concert.
Now, right here, can we play the last two bars? Very sharp and shockingly short on the last bar. Yum, bum, bum. Very dry.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Three, four. Thank you. Good. Very good.